Nun möge dein großer Heiliger Geist, Herr, heute Abend in Kraft kommen und große Wunder unter uns wirken, die Kranken heilen,
calling home to
nach Hause zu rufen,
shelter
in einen Schutz
storms,
in der Zeit des Sturms,
those who are weary
zu
along
uns,
the
die
road.
Wir müde auf dem Wege sind,
may those who have wandered off
diese,
the beaten path,
die auf dem
come back
Pfad
tonight and be reconciled
sind,
to God.
Und wieder
it, Lord.
Werden mit Gott,
and when we leave
es,
tonight,
und wenn
we
heute
pray
Abend
that you will do something
wir,
among us that will be
wirst,
so outstanding that will make
wird,
us go to our home saying like those
sagen,
coming from Emmaus,
aus,
did not our hearts burn within us as he talked
er
to us along
uns
the way.
For
we ask it in
dieses
his name and for his sake.
Namen
Amen.
Und seinen willen Namen, ihr mögt euch setzen.
Thank you, Brother Roy.
Danke dir, Bruder Roy.
We are,
nun,
these letters, we pray
Briefe,
over them. We
sie,
appreciate
beten
your confidence
und
in our prayers.
Euch für
some of them are
Frauen
stamped when it comes to the place I'm staying. They don't stamp, so we're putting right back just as quick as we possibly can.
Manche von ihnen sind bereits
had a wonderful
bedeckt,
night last night,
did
we not? The Holy Spirit blessed us.
Now
I see down in
the
orchestra pit, your people on the stretchers and cots. Now, just make it in your mind now that this is the last night you're going to suffer. You're going to go home tonight to be well.
You're going to
just breathe that in your heart. You'll not be disappointed. Usually, we receive what we expect. Just what we expect. If I could come down in that little pit and take you people out of there and make you well, I'd do it.
I'd
just be so happy to do
so
that.
Froh, dieses zu tun.
But I can't do
aber
it.
Ich kann dieses
I'm just
tun.
A man, like
ich
this
bin ein
man
Mensch,
here.
Wie dieser Mann hier.
I wish I could.
Und ich wünschte, ich
but
es tun.
I know that
aber
our Lord
weiß,
is here.
Unser Herr
and he's the one who can make you come
der,
off of the stretchers
von
go home and be well. I trust
man,
that he will. Not only that, but all you out to the audience.
In nicht nur
very
auch ihr, sondern auch ihr
nice
Menge.
Thing, nice
eine
audience tonight,
nette
nice crowd of people.
Heute Abend, ein nettes
precious
Volk von Menschen.
Has
unser teurer
already
Bruder
spoke
hat
the word,
bereits das Wort
and I just
gesprochen.
Want to take a few minutes now, as each night,
nur ein paar Minuten
do not try to
so
preach
Abend,
at night, just to
try
to give a little drama
so
I get the feeling of the audience. I'm sure you understand what I mean.
Und ich glaube, ihr
and then,
was ich meine.
If the Lord willing,
dann,
I want to preach
so
Sunday afternoon on the subject as the eagle stirs her nest and hovers over her young. That is, if the Lord
permits.
Sunday afternoon. Now tonight, just to we get kind of acquainted
so
and all this is spiritual.
All dieses ist geistlich.
I look at
ich
you as human beings like
Wesen,
myself,
so wie ich
but
selbst,
each one of you has a spirit.
Euch hat einen Geist.
And then when the anointing
dann,
of the Holy Spirit comes,
Geistes
it's like
kommt,
a breath almost.
Dann ist es fast wie ein
and
Atem.
You can feel,
dann könnt
believe,
ihr den
unbelief,
Glauben
and
fühlen
what
und glauben und was
I said that's psychology, Brother Brand.
Das ist, das
maybe
sagen,
it is.
Psychologie.
If it is, our Lord
uses
it.
Wenn es das ist,
because
der Herr dieses.
He took a man outside the city one time to pray for him. And then another time, we know that there was a dead girl in the house and the people were making a great lamentation over
her.
And he put the people out and left the parents and Peter, James, and John and himself and he raised the girl from the dead. See, there's something about her. Each one you're looking, your eyes are gate to your soul. You look at it, it almost governs the other senses.
You
look at it before you taste it, you look at it before you smell it, feel it, and so forth. Excuse me, the eye is the gate to the soul. And when you're watching, and if you could only let that be a blessing to you, when you see with your own eye, hear with your own ear, the Lord Jesus moving among the people and doing things that he has been doing, it should make you have real faith. Now, you won't see him in a physical body until he comes for you at the great general resurrection. Then we'll see him, and then we'll know as we're knowing, see him as he is. That's the hour we're all long waiting for, that time. Until that time, his spirit is here, and the church is becoming more like him all the time. From the great First Reformation
in
Luther, the church had a wide stretch that was still the Holy Spirit, moving in the days of Luther. Then he came into the
minority
anders.
Again,
dann kam wieder eine kleinere Gruppe mit John Wesley, die Heiligung.
The second work
das zweite
of grace,
Werk der Gnade nannte er es.
Then, along
und dann
the
kam
Pentecost,
die Pfingstbewegung, die Wiedererstattung der Gaben, und es wurden wieder weniger. Und es wird
now,
immer weniger,
church in
bis die Gemeinde und Christus einzig.
Does,
und wenn es das tut, dann wird es Gott des Herrn sein, und die Auferstehung von allen, die schlafen in ihm, ruhen in ihm, werden auferstehen.
All the Scottish spirit will rise meeting in the air. God grant that time right away. Even so, come Lord Jesus. I was just on my mind, I must say it. I had a case of that just some time ago that I went into a city, we were holding a meeting and somewhere in Ohio, I can't think of the place right now, and it was having a great meeting, so much that I went out into the country to stay in a little motel. There's a little junkyard restaurant just across the road, and nicest, cleanest looking little women worked in there, and so Christian-like, and I've been fasting for about 3 days,
and
brethren went on to service. I was to preach that Sunday afternoon. I wasn't going to have a healing service. I was kind of a little hungry, so I thought, I'll go over to the little restaurant, but they closed up and gone to church on Sunday. And just the other side of the road, a filling station in a common little ordinary American restaurant like there, little sandwich shop. This is horrible, I have to say this, but it's true. And when I walked in, there was a policeman standing about my age, surely married, and had his arm around a woman playing a slot machine. Gambling's illegal in Ohio, and there he was gambling. I thought, well, the law. I looked back at the bank and some of those boys, beatnik kind of them, long hair hanging on their neck and overall jackets and pulled down, you know, or clothes down on their hips. Well, standing there was an arm around about a 16-year-old waitress, or they ought not have had. I thought, oh, mercy. And look to my right, there was a man in summertime with a big overcoat on, government overcoat, big gray scarf around his neck. Another man sitting by him with an old woman old enough to be my grandmother. And she had this manicure on her face, or what you call the stuff, a little black. I say that wrong every time. What is it you call it? Somehow, I tell you, it doesn't belong on Christians. That's one thing, sure. I'm a missionary. That's a heathen thing. That's exactly right.
Das stimmt.
Pentecostal people used to not do it, but I don't know what happened. They used to not cut their hair, but I don't know what happened. Somebody let out a bar somewhere. They used to say a little song, a little Methodist preacher used to sing, we let down the bars, we let down the bars, we compromise with sin. We let down the bars, the sheep got out, but how did the goats get in? The answer, you let down the bars. Poor thing, blue-looking hair, sitting there,
liberty,
short clothes on, the man would have been ashamed to have on, and sitting there, and she was drunk, and I looked around, and I thought, oh, mercy, I thought, God, how can you, being holy and righteous, ever look upon such as that? It looks like you just might the thing off. Does my little Sarah Rebecca have to be raised up such as that? And the two men excused themselves and walked away. They would be back in a few moments, they said. And I was standing there looking at the woman, criticizing her with all that was in her, and thinking, what a horrible thing. But many times we shouldn't do that. We don't know what's the inside story. And it happened to be, God taught me a lesson right there. I just stepped back behind the door. Something said, move back. And when I knelt down to pray, I looked and saw a vision of the world turning like this. Looked like a crimson spray around it. And I seen myself as it was first standing on the earth. And every time I would do something wrong, my sins would start up to God, but Jesus acted as a bumper to keep me with my sins from getting to God. And every time I would do something wrong, then looked like it, my sins would go towards God, and then Jesus would catch it, and I'd see the tears running off of his cheeks and blood down over his face, and he'd look up and say, Father, he doesn't know what he's doing. Forgive him. And like that, I thought, is that my sins doing that? And I went up close to him, I looked, and there's a book laying open. My sins were awful on it. And I said, dear Lord Jesus, you mean that my sins is what hurt your sides and made tears in your eyes and blood in your face? He said,
Er sagte, jawohl. Ich sagte, bitte vergib mir. Und er berührte seine Seite, schrieb über das Buch Vergeben und warf es hinter sich. Ich sagte, oh, ich werde dir immer dankbar sein. Und er sagte dann, ich habe dir vergeben, aber du möchtest sie verdammen. Und als er das tat, dann kam ich zurück, zur Frau. Ich ging wieder hinüber. Ich sagte, wie geht es dir? Sie hat sehr viel getrunken.
She looked up at me and she
said, mich an und sagte,
oh, how do you do?
Oh, wie geht es dir?
Could I sit down? She said, I've got company.
Sagte, ich habe bereits Gesellschaft.
Not like that.
Ich habe gesagt, nicht so. Ich möchte dir nur etwas sagen. Ich setzte mich hin und sagte,
and I looked at her, she was
und ich schaute sie an und sie weinte.
And I said,
und ich sagte,
aren't you ashamed?
Schämst du dich
said,
nicht? Sie sagte, wer bist du? Bist du der Prediger, der hier unten ist? Ich sagte, ja, Bruder Branham.
She said, I'm ashamed
sie sagte,
to face you,
Bruder Branham, ich schäme mich in deinem Angesicht. Mein Vater war ein Methodist-Prediger. Ich habe zwei Töchter. Eine von ihnen ist eine wirkliche Christin, die andere ist ein Kinderschullehrer. Und sie sagte mir ihre Geschichte von ihrem betrunkenen Ehemann.
She said, no hope for me. I said,
ich sagte, wenn keine Hoffnung für dich ist, war, mein Gott mir Vision gezeigt. Ich nahm sie bei der Hand,
nie den Dorf
daneben hin sie zum Herrn Jesus dort an diesem Raum. Und als sie aufstand, der Polizist stand dort und das Mädchen stand etwas zurück. Sie weinte und es machte einen Unterschied. Seht ihr, wir schauen die Dinge, wie sie sind. Wir wissen nicht, was hinter der Geschichte dahinter ist. Lass uns nun Lukas, dem 18. Kapitel, 38. Vers. Ich möchte dieses lesen für eine kleine Erzählung, bevor wir mehr für die Kranken beten.
And he cried,
und
saying,
er rief und sprach, Jesus,
thou
du
son
Sohn
David,
David erbarme dich mein.
Our scene opens at the north gate
unser Bild öffnet sich an dem Nordtor der Stadt Jericho im Jahre 33 nach Christus.
It must have been a cold morning.
Es musste ein kalter Morgen gewesen sein. Er war spät dran.
He had been dreaming
er hat
all
die ganze
night
Nacht geträumt, dass er sehen konnte.
And he got up
und
late,
er stand spät auf
made his way to
und er
station
machte sein,
post where he
ging seinen Weg zu dieser kleinen Station,
and all,
wo er bettelte.
Many beggars.
Und zu diesem Zeitpunkt gab
to the
es viele Bettler,
when the
wenn sie zu den Touren nicht früh kamen, wenn die Menschen einkamen für ihre Geschäfte, besorgen
they
in der Stadt.
The
sie mussten
maybe
die Person greifen,
one coin
vielleicht
a day to
konnten
a
sie eine Münze einem Tag dem Bettler geben, aber sie waren alle jetzt schon weggegangen und hier war er alleine zurückgeblieben. Er konnte keinen auf der Straße hören.
To hear, I mean, listen to hear someone coming. No one was coming. So he goes over and gets him a rock and sets down.
Und setzt sich hin.
And begin to think of
und
the night when he was dreaming.
Then
he remembered that warm
Palestinian
sun began to warm him up a little in his ragged coat as he sat on this rock near the wall, just out of the shadow. And he had his wrinkled face turned towards the ground. And he might have been thinking something like this. His mind went back to many years on that same hillside near Jericho as a little boy.
Als kleiner Junge, als er noch sehen konnte, und wie es liebte, auf den Berg rauf und runter zu laufen und dort die Blumen einzusammeln und sie dort an die Seite des Himmels zu legen und die weißen Wolken zu sehen, wie sie vorbeiging, der blaue Himmel der reflektiert. Wie wunderbar war die Welt, aber jetzt ist der Alte, alles ist vorbei, er ist blind und bettelt für sein Leben zu erhalten. Oh, wie gemein es schien, die Natur hin zu sein, und er darüber nachdachte,
how that his
das
mother used to call him from across the hill.
Here
along about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, calling in and after he'd had his midday lunch, he would
hatte,
sit out on the side porch
to
face off towards the Jordan River, and she would get him in her arms, and she would stroke his little dark Jewish curls back and kiss him and say, Bonnie Mayus, you are the sweetest little boy in all the world. I am so glad that you're my little boy.
And
how he would look and see her pretty cheeks and the big brown eyes as they would smile to him as she would hug her little boy with her cheeks and kiss him. And he used to love to hear her telling stories before she rocked him to sleep. One of his favorite stories was about a little boy. Once in the Bible time, she'd tell him the story of a great, mighty prophet that lived by the name. I'm so glad that you're my little boy. How you would look and see her pretty cheeks and the big brown eyes as they would smile to him as she would hug her little boy and she would kiss and kiss him. And he used to love to hear her telling stories. Before she rocked him to sleep, one of his favorite stories was about a little boy. Once in the Bible time, he's telling the story of a great, mighty prophet that lived by the name of Elisha, that wore the mantle of Elijah with a double portion of his spirit. And how that this man was a great servant of God, how God honored his prayers and honored those who honored him. And he passed through a certain city, and there was a woman in this city that was a great woman, not a Hebrew, but she was a Shunammite, but she honored that man because he was a great man of God, and she believed in God. And how she would tell him of the courtesy the great woman would have him stop in and eat with she and her husband. One day she said to her husband, I perceive that this man that dines with us when he's coming through going up to his cave in the mountain at Mount Carmel to pray, I perceive that he is a godly man, a holy man, a great man of God. I think we ought to do something for him. And they would said, I pray thee, on the side of our house here, let us build him just a little house for himself. That he feels embarrassed perhaps to come in and eat with us all the time, so let's just put him a little table out there and a little wash basin, a little candlestick in the bed, a chair that he can rest in, and he can refresh himself as he comes by. When the great prophet came by and found this, it just blessed his soul to see that she loved God well enough to honor his
the prophet said to his servant Gehazi,
go ask her if I could speak to the chief captain or some favor I could do for her. And the servant came back and said, no, she says she's well among her own people and she has need of nothing. Thank you just the same. But Gehazi said, her husband is old and they have no children. So it must have been God gave the prophet a vision. Then when he said, call her to the door, and when she stood in the door, the aged old prophet raised up and said, thus saith the Lord, according to the time of life, you'll bear a son. Yet the woman could not see how that could be possible, but in the time appointed, she had a nice little boy, and how she loved this little boy. And I can hear her say, Barney Mayer, you know, little boys and girls are God's blessings to a family. It's something about it that ties the family together. You see, Barney Mayer, God gave that lonesome woman a little boy. And God gave you, Barney Mayer, to hubby and I, your daddy. And now you are a little treasure in your home. Oh, we love you so much. And he'd put his little arms around her neck and hug her. There he was now, wrinkled and old. She'd been gone for years. Then she would tell the story how the little boy wanted to follow his father. So just like you, Bonnie Mae, go out into the field. And one day, must have been about noontime, high noon in Palestine. And the sun must have soaked him because he screamed, my head, my head. His father sent him. And he sat on his mother's lap until about noontime and he died. But how God dealt with that woman, how she took him and went over to that old place and laid him on the bed where the prophet had laid him. God represented him, laid him on the bed. She saddled anew and went to Mount Carmel. The prophet did not know what her trouble was. He sent the host and said, oh, she got wrong with the Shunammite. She's got sorrow in her heart, and God has hid it from me. God don't tell his prophets everything.
Gott sagt seinen Propheten nicht alles.
Er sagt seinen Dienern, was
möchte, dass sie wissen, nichts
God tell them anything. God just says what he wishes to say.
And then how does
the servant taken the Elijah's staff to go lay on the baby, but the woman walked on. She knew that God was in that prophet, and she said, I'm not leaving. She wanted to know why that God gave her the baby and then took it away. But you see, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. She teaches Bartimaeus those lessons. Then he would stop and say, how could it be to the good that I'm blind? But mother no doubt was right. Then he went on with his dream. And after a bit, he began to think again. Now, You know, Elijah went into that room, walked back and forth up and down on the floor, went the lady's body on that little dead baby, and the baby sneezed seven times, and it came to life. Oh, how his little eyes were bright and say, Mama, is that God still in? Oh, he must be here. He is right here in Ethiopia, Virginia. He stays right around his people. He never leaves them. That would ring down in his heart. All night he dreamed. In the month of April, when all the snow was melted and the river was way up here in the valley, God led his people to the other side and then opened up the road and come across Jordan on dry land. And he would think of them stories and say, oh, but alas, wonder what happened to that great God. Our prince tells us that the days of miracles is past. Those things can't happen no more. That's not the trouble today. We have too much of that saying that God was but isn't now. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just as much God today as he was then, and he always will be God. If he ever was God, he will always be God. He cannot die. He cannot get old. He cannot change his mind. He cannot make new decisions on things he's already made decisions on. His first decision was right and has to forever be right, or he made the wrong decision when he made it. He has to ever keep with his first decision. He's perfect, infinite, and cannot change. Oh, that's the consolation that we must have. Anybody seeking God must have that firm consolation that God cannot change. I can say something, say, I'm sorry I said it. I might have been wrong. But he can't say that because he's perfect. He's infinite. We're finite. We can make any kind of a mistake, but he can't. And if he ever was called on the scene to heal a person and you heal that person according to their faith, the next time he's called, he's got to heal the next one and the next one and everyone ever comes to him. If he's called on the scene to save a person and he saves him up on his faith, everyone that calls with faith, he has to save. That's right. And remember, when God gives you a call, blessed are you when you feel God calling. Because no man can come to me except my Father calls me first. It's God knocking at your heart's door. What if he never did knock? Think of it, what a horrible thing that would be. But God gives everyone a chance. You turn it down yourself. While Bartimaeus was sitting there, all at once he heard the coming of a little mule's hoofs coming down, the big cobblestones coming down from towards Jerusalem. Oh, he thinks this must be a rich man coming. About the only way of travel then was by foot or by donkey, and the rich people could ride a mule. He said, this must be a place I can get an arm. So he throws back his arms, running towards the street, or towards the highway, saying, have mercy on me. I am a blind man. I overslept this morning. I have enough corn. My winter's wood is not in. There's no meat in the barrel. Would you please help me? And the servant stops the little mule and he hears a gruff voice saying, out of my way, beggar. I am the servant of the Lord. I'm a priest from Jerusalem. There's to be a fanatic so-called prophet in here today to have a healing service. Out of my way. We're going to take the Ministerial Association down here and see if nothing like that happens in our city. We don't want none of that down here. We don't have such things as that down here. You know what? Out of my way, beggar. I must be on my way. And the little mule moved on. Bartimaeus finds his way back. Now the sun is raised way up in the shadow of the wall. Went back a little way, so he found the rock near the gate, feeling around the old stones that were on the walls itself, and he sat down on the stone, and he thought, what was I dreaming about? My boyhood, when I could see, when I was a little boy, I was thinking of a great Jehovah God that once was. Oh, surely, God
ein Diener Gottes würde sich so nicht benehmen.
What was that he said to me about
was war das, was er mir sagte über den Propheten?
Oh, I guess I didn't get it.
Oh, ich habe es vielleicht nicht verstanden.
Thought, well,
er setzt sich hin und dachte,
years ago, my mother has told me many times that right down
dort hier auf den gleichen Steinen über die gleichen Steine
Elijah and Elijah,
Elia und Elisa arm in arm
going to
und gingen, um den Jordan zu öffnen.
Right over the same stone, not 20 yards from where he was sitting.
Direkt bei diesen Steinen, nicht 20 Fuß, wo er saß. Eines Tages zwei große Propheten gingen arm in arm zum Jordan. Selbe Straße, selbe Steine. Oh, wenn ich dort in der Zeit nur gelebt haben könnte. Ich wäre dort hinausgegangen und gesagt, große Diener des Herrn Gottes,
des Herrn Gottes,
bittet Gott, Gott will eure Gebete hören, meine Augen werden geöffnet werden. Wie dieser kleine Junge, der hier gestern Abend stand, entgeboren. Meine Augen werden geöffnet, ich werde in der Lage sein zu sehen. Ich kann arbeiten und mein Lebensunterhalt verdienen. Aber diese Propheten sind gegangen und es gibt keine Propheten mehr, nichts übrig.
Jehova hat uns verlassen.
Nichts mehr da, Tage der Wunder vorbei. Und er erwartet von uns, dass wir für einen Himmel dort oben leben. Und wenn wir sterben, werden wir dort hinaufgehen. Aber es gibt keine Hilfe mehr für uns.
Und ich glaube,
wenn wir dort gewesen wären, wo Elia und Elisa gewesen wären, so wäre ich nicht behandelt werden von diesem Diener Gottes, wie von diesem, der gerade vorbeigekommen ist. Ich glaube, er hätte meinen Fall in Betracht gezogen und hätte zumindest für mich gebetet, während er vorbeiging. Wisst ihr, als ein Diener Gottes sollt ihr aufpassen, was ihr tut, denn ihr seid geschriebene
you Christians always
von allen
be willing
Menschen,
to land a hand or to do something
bereit,
to help somebody make life a little more pleasant for them. You say, well, I don't have any gift of healing. You don't have to have. At least offer something. Offer a prayer. Do something. Make them feel. Do the best you can by them anyhow. Never turn a shoulder or cold shoulder to anyone. No matter what it is, even if they've mistreated you. Do it anyhow.
Mach
if you can't
trotzdem,
do it from your heart, then you ought to come to the altar and stay till
und
that Spirit comes in you. That from
Altar
your heart you can love
verändert.
Those who doesn't
von
love you. That's when God will answer your prayer.
For
as long as there's anything in your heart,
so
I can see the iniquity in my heart, and God will not hear me. That's what David said, and that's true. He won't hear you.
Then
Elijah had passed
Elia
by there, and Elisha going down, but
the
poor blind man had been taught that the days of miracles
were
past. Then he remembered after Joshua had crossed over the Jordan, that about 500 yards from where he was sitting, Israel's camp, major camp. One day, that great mighty warrior, Joshua, who took Moses' place to lead the children into the promised
land,
and when he without one day walking around looking at the wall of Jericho, which was his first objective, to take that city,
they
was all in the doors closed, big rock hanging on top of the wall that when he came up. And he was wondering just how did he be able to take that
wie er in der Lage sein wird,
because it was given to them, and just
what
would be the way that God had planned to do it. And he happened to look standing before him. There stood a mighty warrior with his sword drawn. Joshua drew his sword, went out to meet him. He said, are you for us,
or
are you for our enemies? And the sword glistened over his head. He said, nay, I'm the captain of the host of the Lord.
The
mighty Joshua threw his sword on the ground, took off his shield, laid it down his helmet, and fell to his feet in front of him. And then blind Bartimaeus thought, you know what?
That
happened just right out here. That great captain of the Lord's host was standing on the ground, right out there. But the days of the miracles
had
passed. Little did he know that less than 100 yards from him stood that same captain of the host of the Lord.
Making
his way out. It's when we think of God. When we begin to dream dreams of being well. When we dream dreams of being saved. When we get to thinking about our sins and how cruel it is before God. That's when he draws near. That's when these disciples, brokenhearted, going on the road to Emmaus, that Jesus stepped out of the bush and began to talk to them while they were thinking of him. You see the trouble today, we got so much money and stuff on our mind. God can't have a place to get our thinking.
Gott kann kein Ort für unsere Gedanken haben. Wir wollen die Stadt für neue Kleider, neue Hüter, irgendetwas anderes.
John, we're going to play cards tonight. We can't go to church tonight because we love Susie Orne or something like that. The television programs, we got everything else on our mind. The churches have got so many orders and things to keep us so busy. Prayer meetings are left out. We need to draw nigh unto God, so He'll draw nigh unto us, friends.
Freunde,
but everything else has took the place of the prayer meetings. Everything else has took the place of the real spiritual worship. Oh, maybe 2 or 3 minutes in church, but I just love to lay and bathe before Him. And don't you love that? Oh, just lift up your hands and drink from the fountain until you just can't drink no more. Just bubbling over in His sweetness and His goodness. I was talking to a noted evangelist, my brother, T.L. Osborne. He said, I was thinking, Brother Branham, of how that my whole objective is to save souls and give all my time to save souls to Christ. But then I have to think, what about my own love and devotion to Christ? Christ loves Him too. He loves us. We put a lot of time in things, but God wants us to come apart and just sit down and worship Him and talk with Him. Talk it over. I love that. Oh, that sweetness, that's the greatest time of anybody's life. You just sit down and meditate. Take everything off your mind. If you would do that, there wouldn't be so much nervousness around the country. If we would just think on God. Draw nigh unto me, and I'll draw nigh unto you. While our blind beggars sat there on that cold morning shivering in the warm sunshine, the baby's back, and he thought of that great, mighty warrior that stood right outside the gate from where he was sitting and talked to Joshua and gave him all the instructions how the walls and balls, the sounding of the trumpet and so forth. He was thinking, that great God can't die. He's forever alive. Just about that time he heard a noise. That same day Chief Captain was on his road out the gate coming to Jerusalem. Coming to Jerusalem. And you know there's something about it. Where Jesus is, there's usually a lot of noise. I don't know why, but makes a lot of noise. You know the high priest, when he went in to the holiest of holies, he was anointed with a perfume and with anointing oil. And on the hem of his garment, they had a pomegranate and a bell. And every time he walked, that prayed, holy, 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 unto the Lord. And the only way that they knew he was alive, when he was back in the holiest of holies, because there was a noise. I wonder if there isn't some deadness somewhere. All right, that's the only way they know he was alive, because he was making a noise back in there. They were listening to see if there was still life in there when he went into the holiest of holies. And when Jesus came forth out of the gate, there come a great multitude rushing and perhaps run over the poor old beggar. He was blind, and he said, what's going on? What's the matter? Nobody paying any attention to him. And he heard somebody saying, Hosanna! Hosanna! To him that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna! Women were screaming. Men were screaming. Then he could hear others mocking and making fun. Then he heard the head of the association of Jerusalem, that priest, scream out and say, hey!
Sagte,
you fake prophet.
Du Nachahmer Prophet.
They tell me you raised the dead man. We've got a whole graveyard full of them. Come up and raise these. Let us see you do it. But you see, Jesus never did mind devils. He just let them go on. He had he minded the Father. He did what the Father showed him to do. He didn't turn any stones to bread. They put a rag around his face one time and hit him on the head. Said, now if you're a prophet, tell us who hit you. We'll believe you. Put a rag and he never opened his mouth and said a word. Hang it on the cross. He said, tear your hands loose, come down off the cross if you be Christ. He could have done it. Sure he could. He could have done it. But if he had done it, he had been minding the devil. That's right. So as Billy Sunday said, one time said, every tree had 50 angels sitting in it. So just tie your hand loose and point towards us. And we'll change this thing here in a few minutes. Caiaphas said, he saved others himself, he can't save. Not knowing he was given the greatest compliment he ever had. If he saved himself, he couldn't save others. So he gave himself that he could save others. I'm glad that he was able to resist the temptation of the devil.
Ich bin so
Jesus,
froh.
When you do that, just remember that's the voice of the devil.
Das ist die Stimme des Teufels.
Remember,
das
that's what the scripture says.
Daran, das sagt die Schrift.
And there's a lot of them just lot like that, but
viele von
devils don't die.
Die Teufel sterben
the devil
nicht,
takes his man,
aber der Teufel
but never his spirit. God takes his man, but
Gott
never his spirit.
Mann,
the battle goes on.
Geist,
just the same.
And
then,
und dann,
these crowd rushed out
Menge,
and they screamed at him. Some of them said, oh, shut up. You make too much noise. You give me a headache. The rest of them around here hollering all so. Shut up. Oh, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I don't believe he could have heard his voice. There's too much screaming going on. But he knew that if he was that prophet of God, he could be touched.
Er konnte berührt werden. Ich glaube, vielleicht ging er herunter und sagte, oh Herr, mache das, stoppe ihn. Bitte Herr, sei mir gnädig, während er vorbeigeht. Und Jesus hielt an und schaute zurück. Ich glaube,
the woman touched his garment. He felt virtue go from him. That's the same Jesus just a few days later.
It's
not his. His screaming stopped him, but his faith stopped him. And the Bible says Jesus stood still.
Oh, brother.
When a faith of a blind beggar can stop him still in his
tracks.
A man that was sitting outside the gate, excommunicated from what we'd say society. And he was a beggar and poor and ragged, blind and miserable. But his faith stopped
aber
the Son of God.
Hielt
what was on the Son of God? He was on his way to Jerusalem to be crucified for the sins of the world. The whole weight of every sin that was ever committed in the world laid upon his precious shoulders. His head was in the air.
Overriding
fruit and vegetables is being thrown at him. Why was such a man? Others calling, Hosanna, Hosanna! The others calling, come raise the dead! Show us what you can do! Such a confusion is that. But he kept his face towards Jerusalem. He knew he was going there to die for the people that was crying for his blood. Could you imagine what that was? His own children crying for the father's blood. Exactly right. And then, with all that upon his shoulders, with all that facing him, and he knew he'd come to do that.
Yet
the cry and the prayer and the faith of that one old blind beggar stopped him still in his back. And he turned around and he said, your faith has saved you. Oh, my. Thy faith has saved me. I can hear someone say, be of a good cheer. Be of a good cheer. He goes on down the road. He stands. He said, what did he say to me? What did he say now? Thy faith has saved me.
Stand
looking. After a while, he began to see his fingers. Something was happening. His faith was being confirmed. Your faith is stopping tonight. In the great rush, the coming of the Lord Jesus, and all that there is. There's not a person in here too poor, or too ragged, or too insignificant. You're not too low in morals or life. Of what you can stop him right where he's at now, and he'll stand and call you. Some time ago, I was taking a little lesson on Bartimaeus that said that he had been blind for many years. He had a wife and a little girl. One night, his wife got real sick, and he went out and prayed. He said, Lord, heal my wife, and if you'll let my wife get well, He had, to do something to make little enchantments for the public, or you'd never be able to stop them, like in India. Brother Oscar, if you're here tonight, you understand what I mean. They got a little monkey or something, and they have to do them, or have a cobra snake or some kind of a something enchantment to stop tourists to get money when they pass by. And instead, Bartimaeus had two little turtle doves, and they done little tumbles over each other. And that would attract the attention of the pass-by tourists and the people coming in out of the city. He said, Lord, I love my wife. If you let her get well, tomorrow I'll give you them two turtle doves for sacrifice. Well, his wife got well, and he took the turtle doves for sacrifice. Then later on, his little girl that he had never seen in his life, she'd been born since he was blind, about 12 years old, said she had real pretty golden hair, it's a little story, of course, and said that she got sick one night, and the doctor had been there and said, Bartimaeus, she's got a fever. She just can't live with this kind of fever. And after the doctor left, he fell his way outside the house when the wind was blowing around by the rose bush. And he looked up to where he thought the pot would be. He said, Father, I don't have nothing. I have one thing left, and that's my lamb. And today you've seen, I forget what they call it, when a dog leads a blind man, and a blind leads a blind, the blind dog leads the blind, or the dog leads the blind man. In them days they had a lamb that led the blind, and instead of a dog, they trained the lamb. Bartimaeus had a lamb and led him over to his place where he begged. And he said, Lord, if you will just let my little girl get well, I'll take my lamb and I'll sacrifice it for you. And the little girl got well. And the next day he is on his road to take the lamb up to the church to the sacrifice box. And the priest was standing up upon the banisters of the building. He said, where goest thou, blind Bartimaeus? He said, I go to the temple to sacrifice this lamb unto the Lord. Oh, he said, blind Bartimaeus, you cannot sacrifice that lamb. Here, I'll give you the price of the lamb, and you buy it out of the stalls and sacrifice it. He said, I never promised God a lamb, I promised him this lamb. He said, blind Bartimaeus, but you can't do that. That lamb is your eyes. He said, if I'll keep my word to God, God will provide a lamb for blind Bartimaeus' eyes. This cold November day, that's what God had done, had provided a lamb for blind Bartimaeus' eyes. May I say this tonight, my dear brother, sister, that same lamb is provided for you and for me. God has provided a lamb of our eyes of understanding. For our, this lamb was provided for our healing. He was provided so that his spirit can live among us to this day, to bring Christ into reality to us. God's lamb is provided. Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Let us pray. Gracious God, full of mercy and truth, thou the stream of all my comfort, said blind Fanny Crosby, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee, or whom in heaven but thee? And she screamed out again, pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While others are calling, do not pass me by. Dear Jesus, that is our humble plea tonight. Do not pass by this auditorium here in Tulsa tonight without stopping, Lord, and visiting us. We love you with all of our hearts. We praise thee with all that is within us. And we believe that you are the same great chief captain, the captain of our salvation. And we are looking for you to come in glory someday, bringing with you the host of angels, and to receive your precious church that's been called out of the world and washed in your blood, bearing in their body your name.
I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will grant tonight that if there be one in your army,
I do not know their hearts, Thou dost.
If they do not know you as their precious Savior and feel that warmth of fellowship,
God, let it come to pass at this very hour
that they will receive Thee
and love Thee,
and you will draw nigh unto them.
May they think on Thee now
and be drawn nigh.
Grant it, Lord.
May there not be a sinner, boy, girl, man, or woman walk out of here tonight.
May there not be a backslider walk out tonight,
but what has come to God
and had their sins forgiven.
May they cry in their heart,
Thou Son of David, have mercy on me.
Grant it, Lord.
While we have our heads bowed and our eyes closed,
I wonder in this visible audience tonight,
I want you to be real honest and
everybody
pray.
Pray especially for those who
don't know Christ
now.
Is there any here while you're praying?
We'd just like to lift up your hand. You're on the bottom floor.
Lift up your hand, not to me, but to him, and say,
Thou Son of David, I've trespassed against thee. I've broken thy commandments.
Be merciful to me at this hour.
Would you raise your hand so I can just see and pray for you?
God bless you.
God bless you.
All down along the floor here.
Over to my right.
God bless you.
Raise your hand.
Say, pray for me,
Brother Branham.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I've trespassed against thy laws, O Lord.
I want you to be merciful to me.
God bless this man laying here,
this cop laying here.
God grant tonight that you can go home and be well,
sir.
Up in the balcony to my right.
Raise your hand.
God bless you, lady. God bless you.
That's
someone else. Raise your hand.
Just step up there
and while every eye closed and everyone
prays.
Let it be just the Holy Spirit.
Lasst es den Heiligen Geist sein, wenn ihr the balcony
is to
the center here.
Would there be any up there?
Would
raise your hand and say,
pray.
God bless you, sir. God bless
you.
The balcony to my left.
Raise your hand.
God bless you. God bless you, young fella.
That's a great
man for a teenager.
That's the greatest thing you ever done.
You might have done many great things, but that's the greatest.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
I want your mercy
now.
Now in my death, I want you to receive me into your kingdom.
I don't know when that'll be.
Maybe before the service closes tonight.
Maybe before I get home.
One of these nights,
somewhere, someplace,
sometime a day or night,
you're going to feel the
pulse coming up your sleeve.
It's all then.
Oh my,
don't let it happen.
Until you know the Lord Jesus
as your own dear
personal Savior.
It'll be another now
before we pray.
Anywhere,
boy, girl, man,
or woman,
God bless you.
God segne
our Heavenly Father,
unser himmlischer
be
Vater,
merciful. Now
they've
raised their hands crying,
Sie haben ihre Hände erhoben,
Thou Son of David,
be
merciful
David,
to me.
Gnädig.
And may they
und
this very hour receive
Stunde
Jesus as their personal
Jesus
Savior. May he come in great power
in
their life.
In ihr Leben kommen.
This young man up here, Lord, that raised his hand,
something
dealt deeply with my heart on that boy.
I pray,
Father, maybe you're calling
him
minister to the service.
Oh,
I pray that you'll bless
him
and all these others that raise their hands, young and old. May they receive Jesus just now as Savior.
Then
go out of here and be baptized
in
some good church and Christian faith,
receive
the Holy Spirit,
go out
into the service of God to do whatever they can do, to help bring Jesus to this dying nation and dying world.
Grant it,
Father,
pass
by us tonight, Father, and visit.
We
pray in Jesus' name,
Amen.
Let's sing just one verse of that before we go any farther.
Lass uns einen Vers davon singen, bevor wir weitergehen. Gehe nicht an mir vorüber.
Me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Baby. sweetly now. Let's all believers raise our hands while we sing it real quietly. A spirit of worship now. Message is over. Let's worship the Lord. Let's just hum it. Eyes closed, just praying. Don't you love him? Tell me something greater than love. God is love. No one will ever be able to express how God is such love. He is agape love, the greatest love of all. Now, I was just going to preach and make an altar call tonight, and then I got here, I was all turned around and met Billy. I said, "Did you give out any prayer cards?" Said, "Nope, never give out any prayer cards." But we don't need any prayer cards for him, sir. Are you wanting, you think tonight, you love him, you believe he's the same Lord Jesus? You believe that your faith could reach up and say, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. I am needy, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee." You believe you could touch him, cause him to turn around, say, "Thy faith has saved thee"? You believe you could do that out there without prayer cards? You believe you have faith enough to do it? You do raise up your hands. I believe I have faith. Oh, that's the way I like to see you put your hands up. I believe. All right. I know none of you, the Holy Spirit knows you all, but he's here. His presence is here, and he's here today. He would do just like he did then. If you had faith to touch him, he'd turn around. That's always what it did. Was that right? Faith is what touched him. The woman touched his garment, he turned around, said, "Who touched me?" He looked all around until he found the little woman. He said, "Your blood issue stopped because your faith has saved you." See? Your faith did it. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is that right? If blind Bartimaeus' faith could stop him, if Philip was standing there looking at him, to go get Nathanael, Nathanael could be brought before him. He told him where he was at before he left. And Andrew went and got his brother Simon Peter, or Simon it was then, and brought to Jesus, and Jesus looked away and said, "Your name is Simon, your father was Jonas." That's the same Jesus tonight. Now, as far as healing or saving you, that's already done. You understand that, don't you? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastised our peace was up on him, and with his stripes we were passing. Now, you and the cop, one here, the other one, you and the cop, whatever disease, whatever you have, need for prayer, someone else, no matter what it is, God knows your pain and your faith. Now, he will do that. If he will do that, how many of you in the building will say, "Lord, I love you, I believe that you're here, I appreciate you, I'm going to even renew my covenant with you. Would you do that? I'll renew myself to you." Now, precious friends, I'm your brother. This is the word of God. The Bible says if we've been preaching any newcomers here, we've been preaching this week and seeing the Holy Spirit do that. The Holy Spirit promised through Jesus Christ that in the last days he would do that same thing before the church just before his coming. How many has been here this week? You heard it taught on Jesus that was the days of sovereignty. And the angel even had his back turned to the woman when he asked Abraham, where is your wife Sarah? He said, in the tent behind you. And she laughed within herself. He said, why did she laugh? Jesus said that same thing will take place just before the coming of the Lord. It's the last sign we've had healing. Watch when Jesus declared himself. The first thing he did, he was baptized with the Holy Ghost when John baptized him. We notice the next thing he started out in his ministry, he started healing the sick, and his fame went everywhere. Is that right? Then, when that taken place, the next thing, he began to show them the sign of the Messiah. And that's when he was rejected. That's when they crucified him and taken him up. Now, that's just exactly. We've come to the Holy Ghost baptism, the divine healing services. Now we come into the great sign of his appearing among us. How happy we should be. When we don't know what time the world will go into ashes. You know, it could be possible before we leave this building that this earth could be blown up. Scientific says it's midnight right now. Time for it to happen. All scientists and everything is shaking everywhere. And remember, the church goes home before that takes place. Then how close is the coming of the Lord? Be ready. Be prepared, for we don't know what minute or hour he may appear. It might be at any time. We are receiving our last sign to the church of his coming. I want to pray for these handkerchiefs just a moment while we bow our heads. Precious Father, these handkerchiefs maybe go to some poor precious mother, child, father, someone is suffering. We are taught in the Bible that they're taken from the body of St. Paul, handkerchiefs or aprons. Unclean spirits went out of people. Diseases were cured. Father, we know that we're not St. Paul, but we know that you are still Jesus. It wasn't Paul. And it was said one time that when the Red Sea had the children of Israel cut off from the promised land, that God looked down through that pillar of fire with angry eyes, and the sea got scared, and it walled up, and Israel crossed over to the promised land on dry ground. Now, Father, when these handkerchiefs and little parcels is laid up on the sick, don't look as much as through the pillar of fire, but look through the blood of your own Son, who gave the promise. And may, whenever these parcels is laid on the sick, may the devil get scared. May you look upon him, Lord, and you'll know that this is sent from a meeting where the people that are filled with your Spirit are praying sincerely. And may he depart from them, and they pass to that good and healthy place where the Scripture says, I would above all things that you prosper in health. We send him in Jesus' name for that purpose. Amen. Now be reverent. How many are sick out there? Raise up your hand. Everywhere you are, just raise your hand. Everywhere you go. Now be reverent. Now, what a time.
Nun, was für eine Zeit.
Breathless.
Atemlos.
Something's got to happen.
Etwas muss geschehen.
Something's got to happen.
Oder etwas
or the Bible
geschehen.
Found wrong.
Oder
and
die
me a false
wird falsch erfunden.
Pretender.
Und ich ein falscher Nachahmer.
Or it's going to be found true
oder
in our faith confirmed.
Und euer Glaube wird bestätigt.
Don't worry. Christ
Sorgen.
Is here.
Ist hier.
He always, he
immer.
Promises.
Er hat es
he cannot do nothing but keep his promise.
Tun, als seine Verheißung einhalten.
If you will believe with all
wenn
your heart,
mit ganzem
just
Herzen,
have faith, don't doubt.
Nur glauben jetzt und zweifelt's nicht.
Do you see that?
Seht ihr das?
A light
ein Licht
hanging right here over this
dort
man right here.
Drüber, wo dieser Mann ist, direkt hier zurecht.
Got trouble with his eyes.
Er hat Schwierigkeiten mit seinen Augen.
That's right.
Das stimmt.
You were praying.
Du hast gebetet.
Your son sits
dein
next to you.
Dein Sohn sitzt neben dir.
You believe God can tell me what's wrong with your son?
Glaubst
you believe
du,
it?
Gott mir sagen kann,
the nervous condition.
That's
right, isn't it, son?
Das stimmt nicht wahr, so.
You believe God can tell me who you
glaubst
are?
Du,
would it make you feel better?
Kann, wer du bist, würde es sich besser fühlen.
Mr. Cullum.
Mr. Cullum.
That's correct.
Das stimmt.
See that light?
Seht ihr dieses Licht?
Now you receive what you asked for.
Worum du gebeten hast.
Same one.
Das gleiche.
Here. Right here, a man sitting looking right at me.
Ein Mann, der mich anschaut, der hier sitzt, schaut mich genau an.
He's suffering with arthritis.
Er leidet mit Arthritis.
He's had a heart attack.
Er hatte einen Herzanfall.
He's a minister.
Er ist ein Prediger.
He isn't from
er ist nicht
this
von
city.
Dieser Stadt.
He's not even from this state.
Er ist noch nicht mehr aus diesem Staat.
He's from Kansas.
Er ist aus Kansas.
You believe that God can heal you, sir?
Glaubst du, dass Gott dich heilen kann, Herr?
You go back to Coffeeville and feel real good about it, would you? Your name is Reverend Midland. Go back and be healed, sir. I do not know you. If that's right, wave hands like this. I'm a stranger to you. Your faith has saved you, sir. That was not me, my precious friend. That was the Lord Jesus Christ. He's out there among you. I'm just his mouthpiece, seeing with my eyes what he's doing. I wish you could see what I'm looking at now. See, it's his goodness. A man sitting right out here on the end.
Kind
of a T-shirt,
hat so ein
sleeves,
T-shirt
short sleeves.
Mit kurzen Armen.
He's praying for somebody
er
else.
Für jemand anderen, aber
he's praying
jemand
for a man that's sitting right here. Looks like a Mexican
Mann,
man.
Der sieht aus wie ein Mexikaner, der dort sitzt.
You got stomach trouble, haven't you, sir? They haven't told you how. You believe God can tell me who
glaubst
you are?
Du, Gott sagen kann, wer du
they
bist.
Call you Joe.
Sie rufen dich Joe.
They didn't tell you how bad
sie
you were, sir.
Gesagt,
but go believing now.
Aber geh jetzt und
you
glaube,
can be well.
Du kannst gesund werden. Hab Glauben an Gott.
Back in this section.
Dort in dieser Sektion.
If thou canst believe.
Wenn du glauben kannst.
Here's a woman sitting right down
Frau,
here, sitting second one in. She had her head down.
Ende.
She's praying, oh Lord God, let him touch
her. Lass ihn mich rufen.
She ain't praying for
sie
herself.
Betet nicht für sich selbst.
She's praying for
sie
her
betet
husband.
Für ihren Ehemann.
Her husband had a nervous collapse. He's been attending the meeting, but he just couldn't come back. He's bedfast. She's weeping over her handkerchief now in her eyes. For our poor husband lay just at the point of death with a nervous collapse. Fear not, sister. Take that handkerchief you're crying in and lay it up on him. Don't doubt. He'll come out of it. If thou can't believe. Here's a little woman sitting right out from her. That just struck faith with that little woman. She's praying also. Her trouble, she's got trouble with her head and with her eyes, and she's got a stomach trouble. It's a little woman. Wait a minute. Her name is Annie. Annie, stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ makes you well. Do you love the Lord Jesus? Are you ready to receive his blessing? Do you believe me to be his servant? I've told you the truth. Now, I'll tell you this. Will you lay your hands on one another across there? Minister brothers, some of you faithful preachers there, come down here and lay hands along these people here. I want you, especially on this woman here. You lay your hands on one another, up in the balconies, wherever you are. Now, is Jesus that man there with that prostrate trouble? Forget it, sir. Jesus Christ makes you well. You've been having pains in your arms, sitting right back there next to that post? Don't have no fear. It's left you, tuberculosis. You go home and be well. Christ Jesus makes you well. There it is. It's just all over the building, everywhere. Everywhere.
Oh,
pass me not, O gentle Savior, a year my humble cry. Oh, I long to adieu. Don't be carnal. Hey, get your mind on God. Don't look at the next fella. Get your mind on God everywhere. Thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Jesus' name, give him praise, all you people, he will not pass you by.